following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Everybody, greetings. Welcome to the weekend. We made it through another week, guys. Give yourself a pat on the back. Yes, feels good, doesn't it?
And just a tad more physical therapy, and I will be able to pat myself on the back.
Lovely rotator cuff.
And once I've graduated physical therapy, I think I'm going to buy myself a lovely pair of rotator cuff links for the fall. I'm already dreaming of the fall. The heat, it is so miserable. But you know, the heat just gives me a reason to splash around, get in the water. So make sure you do that this weekend, and really for the rest of the summer. Find a place to splash around.
Hope everybody's doing well. Happy to have you along with us. And of course, I would be lost without my perky, bright
partner in everything that is silly and joyful. Cousin John Bell, how art thou today?
Fine. Good. And what are you up to?
Well, this week, you know, I'm getting all my grocery shopping done for the dreaded family barbecue.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
We call it the DFB.
DFB.
Originally, those letters stood for something else.
I'm not going to ask.
But now that we're back, after so many years away from the radio, I want to stay on the radio. So the DFB is the dreaded family barbecue.
All in the family.
Family barbecue.
We are family.
For a family show.
And what show is that exactly?
Ours.
Oh.
Ours is a family show.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
It's this family show.
If you say so.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, I have all my sisters with me, in case you were wondering who these ladies were.
Those aren't ladies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Belle's Beachside Kitchen. And may I introduce my lovely assistant? Well, actually, I'm the one assisting. The only man I can stand to have in my kitchen. Alec Naaman. How are you, dear?
Hey, how y'all doing this weekend?
Well, actually, there is no y'all this weekend. Unfortunately, it is just me. But it will be a lot easier to move around without Jolene in the room.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Just being a little hateful, dear. You'll get used to it. I've had several emails this week asking me about some terrific July 4th recipes that involve the grill. Let's start with an all-American hamburger. Do you have a great grill recipe for one of those?
All right, I got one I call the ultimate burger.
Do tell.
But it's not really a burger.
You're such a tease.
It's really a steak.
I'm digging it.
Yes, yes, yes. But here's my secret. I take a blender and I pulverize rosemary.
I'd like to pulverize rosemary, too.
Add a little olive oil, a little balsamic vinegar, and of course some garlic and some salt and pepper. I blend all that up till I make a nice little flavorful little sauce there, all right? Then I take and I pour about half that marinade over the top of a couple of ribeye steaks. I turn and I coat it on both sides with all that with the remaining marinade. Then I allow those steaks to rest for 2 hours overnight.
2 hours overnight. Which one?
2 hours overnight. That's all I sleep. 2 hours. So that's overnight to me. When ready to cook, all you got to do is prepare the grill. Allow some of that excess marinade to drip off the steaks. You grill them for about 6 to 9 minutes on each side. Until the steaks are cooked, then you get you a couple of nice big hoagie buns or some good French bread. You brush both sides with a little bit of that mayonnaise, a little bit of that spicy mustard. Lay that steak right over the top. And then you take that marinade and you heat that marinade up in a little saucepan, and it dips really nice in that little man. Talking about an ultimate burger. That's why I call it the ultimate burger.
Sounds delicious. Oh, one more thing. You did tell me not to use additional lighter fluid on the ready light charcoal, right?
Well, that's not how I do it.
Okay, well, we'll go over all that again. Oh, and remember, everyone, if you love these recipes, you can get this one or any of the recipes we go over on the show. All you have to do is go to fmtalk1065.com and search our podcast bank. We have an arsenal of podcasts, and usually our recipe segment makes much more sense the second time around. Go figure. We'll see you all next week at Belle's Beachside Kitchen. Ta-ta, dolls.
This weekend, we are celebrating Father's Day, but we're peppering in a bit of July 4th prep, because if you're going to be conducting festivities or even having a couple of people over to the house, you got to prepare. Makes things go a lot smoother. So we've been digging through our files. We have a cornucopia of audio files, some of them dating back, 15 years. But you know, a classic is a classic. That's one reason we stay away, or we try to stay completely away, from politics and anything that will otherwise put an expiration date on a particular segment. And we love creating things around the holidays, because a holiday is always going to be a holiday. Santa Claus is always going to be Santa. Halloween is Halloween. Arbor Day is always Arbor Day, and so forth. Like the year we had Ollie the Opining Oak Tree. Yeah, it was funny. So we've all been combing through some of the older audio files to pull out some July 4th stuff. This one, I need to set it up a little bit. Not everyone is familiar with every TV show, right? A little show we've always been crushing on is called South Park. If you're unfamiliar with South Park, it's a cartoon that centers around a group of elementary school children. Let's just leave it at that. Oh, and it's not like Charlie Brown. Completely different. One of the main characters is Eric Cartman, a very outspoken young man and very unique and colorful. So we thought, go back to maybe 2010? Yeah, okay. We started doing these segments with Eric Cartman advertising for compilation CDs. You know, when you see the ads on TV sometimes for soft rock hits from the 70s. Well, this is kind of like that. We found one that we did back then, an Eric Cartman tribute to America. At the time, we thought it was hilarious.
Back by popular demand, it's a Roxbury Players tribute to an Eric Cartman tribute to America.
R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA. Kick it.
Can we please focus here?
Daniel, you're in love with him, because I saw you doing it. I saw you. You think nobody saw you? Everybody knows you're trash. Everybody knows you're a slut. Bad, bad, Mr. American Pie. Yeah, I've been having a few domestic problems, but I'm not going to let it affect my music. You cry for me, cause I come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee.
What does that have to do with America?
Well, Alabama is in America.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Screw you guys, it's my song.
Your version, you mean.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Excuse me.
In the, huh?
What is this?
What?
It's not a song about America.
So what?
Well,
quit screwing up my song.
The Roxbury Players tribute to an Eric Cartman tribute to America.
No, seriously, I'm telling you, I can do this.
Oh, you've done it all right.
What the hell? Where are my words to this song? I can't find my words.
That's better for all of us, really.
Billy, you guys are so going to hell. I hate you guys.
Whatever you do, don't look for this in stores, and it's not sold online. In fact, it's not sold anywhere.
Kick ass.
Another classic from WTF Records.
I apologize. We enjoyed that one. I'm sorry. We did. Oh, thank you guys for bearing with us through that one and also being with us today. It's so much more fun when we are all together. Thanks for tuning in, no matter where you are or whatever you happen to be doing. We're happy you're taking us along for the ride. And like I said, what we are doing this weekend, since we're only on once a week, we're doing a combo. We're doing a combo show this weekend. And around here, we love a good combo of Father's Day and July 4th. Right now, we have a classic call from one of our regular irregulars, Billy Davis, with his thoughts on Father's Day.
Hey, Jolene, this is Billy Davis. I really wanted to call in today and hopefully be an inspiration on this special day to those young men who might not have had much of a connection with their daddies. You know, in my mind, a father can be any man that spends the time and gives the hugs and shows the love to a young man who's craving it. You know, Christopher came to me a boy in need. His father tragically snuffed out when his manure truck turned over and buried him alive under 3,000 pounds of the finest fertilizer money can buy. And yet, in spite of that, with proper nurturing, Christopher has truly blossomed into a fine young man with tremendous talents and wondrous natural abilities. But I'll just end by saying, in the immortal words of one of my heroes, George Michael, I will be your father figure. Put your little hand in mine. It just grabs me every time I hear it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy your special day with the fathers in your life, and we'll see you soon, Jolene. Goodbye.
Whoa. I don't know how he did it, but he has overcome a lot of that creepiness. Billy isn't as creepy now as he used to be. He's weird, but he's not as creepy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a couple of ideas for some Father's Day gifts. Meet you right back here.
Roxbury.
Hey, Jolene. Kermit the Frog here. If it gets too crazy at Roxbury Farms, there's always room for you at my pad.
Who is this Jolene, and why would she be staying at your place?
Well, you know better than anyone. Once you go green...
How dare you, Roxbury Homewrecker! Hi-ya!
Welcome back to the show. How ya doing? I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. Jim, I'm reading your little note in red crayon here. We have Earl T on the line, and he's getting ready for the 4th of July. Earl, tell us what you got lined up. You got some family fanfare going on?
Huh?
Family, festivities, stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember my grandma Pearl T? Well, she passed on to that big music fest in the sky, man. And it was her last wish to be cremated, dude. So, like, we did.
What do you mean, we did? You guys didn't cremate Grandma, right? Tell me.
Well, like, she always did like to party, man. Maybe a little too much, but she said she wanted to go out with a bang.
Okay, well, I can understand that. I kind of feel that way myself. Are y'all going to help her out?
Yeah, man, we're going to pour her into some big fireworks, dude. You know, fwee!
You're putting her in the fireworks?
Kabam!
You can't do that. You can't.
My grandma, whoa.
We're going to have to...
Hey, I got to go, dude. I'm helping Grandpa Burl T get the cylinders ready. See you later. Happy Joyful Life.
We need to talk about this a little bit, Earl.
Later, dude.
Jim, try to get him back on the phone, will you, please? Jeez. So last week, we flashed back to our old mailroom where we used to sift through the gigantic bags of listener mail. There you go, Sean Sullivan. Listener mail. So now, of course, we sift through email. And we've received several emails from folks in South Baldwin County. Apparently, there are several people who enjoy listening to our show while they are out on their tractor, bush hogging and whatnot. We would like to dedicate this show to all of you guys out there who are working hard and laughing along with us at the same time. We sure do appreciate it. Oh, and a big hello to Sandy and Scott out in Wolf's Bay. They are new listeners, committed to listening to us every week. The rest of us here at the show, we're just trying to make sure we don't get committed. So welcome to everybody listening from Wolf's Bay. Back when we were on the air in Northern California, there were some ladies there that started a little group, and they would listen every Saturday night. We were on Saturday nights at 11. No, sorry, 8. 8 p.m. And these ladies would get together, and, you know, we're very Southern, of course, and we would say, you know, we'd like to visit with everybody. We visit down here, right? Well, they had never heard that term before, so they would whoop up a big batch of Bloody Marys. Visit. They enjoyed it quite a bit. And I think they're visiting still, but now they're enjoying the podcast. Stream us, whatever it takes. We're just glad to be here. Right now, let's check in with our own Martha Stewart. Martha, good to have you here.
Hello, dear. It's great to be back.
You got some July 4th ideas to share?
Well, you know, I have many tips for the holiday to make sure your July 4th is a respectful one.
Definitely.
Remember to display the flag only between sunrise and sunset on buildings and stationary flagstaffs. The flag may be displayed for 24 hours if illuminated. Make sure the Canton of Stars is visible on the upper left-hand side.
Okay.
Just a reminder, dear, the Canton of Stars is not a Ryan Seacrest production.
I know that.
Remember, do not let the flag touch the ground. Last year, I attended a veterans celebration on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and personally witnessed this rule being broken time after time.
People were dragging flags on the ground?
You might say that, dear. Several of the women who served in World War II were wearing halter tops.
Halter tops? At their age?
Let's just say they weren't successful at halting anything.
Dear. I wouldn't think so.
And unfortunately, they all succumbed to gravity during the parade, and all of the flag-fashioned halters fell to the ground.
I think we get a visual on that. Trying to get rid of it now.
And finally, before flying a flag at half-staff, hoist to its peak for an instant before lowering it. Aren't those the same instructions as on...
Let's move along.
Here's something for the kids. Satisfyingly loud and sparkly, confetti-filled balloons are a fun and safe alternative to fireworks. And, unlike the real ones, they can be set off by kids. Indoors, dear. And they're easy to make. First, pull a balloon over a funnel.
Okay. Funnel. Jim, do we have a funnel? We need a funnel.
Make sure not to use the one on Grandpa's beer game.
Okay. Gotcha.
Lord knows where it's been. Pour in confetti until balloon is a quarter full. Inflate with hand pump.
Leave it alone, Jim.
Use a sharpened pencil for popping. Safety note, be sure to supervise, as children should never be allowed in the house because they're irritating.
What was that?
What did I say?
You said don't let children in the house because they're irritating.
Be sure to supervise around children. Ingesting broken balloon pieces can result in an unexpected trip to the emergency room.
Okay. Okay, our clock is ticking down. What else you got that's relevant to July the 4th?
I'd like to share with you a recipe for two of my favorite July 4th cocktails.
Yum!
The first being watermelon basil margaritas.
Mm.
First, you will need a 7.5-pound seedless watermelon, rind removed, fruit cut into 1-inch cube, 4 teaspoons of superfine sugar, 6 ounces of silver tequila, 24 basil leaves, plus sprigs for garnish. Triple the sex.
What?
What did I say?
Triple the sex.
3 ounces triple sec, 6 cups small ice cube. Place the 24 watermelon cubes on a baking sheet lined with Percocet.
Martha.
What did I say?
You said Percocet. Line a sheet.
Lined with parchment.
Okay.
Cover and freeze at least 1 hour. Puree remaining watermelon and the sugar in a blender until smooth. Pass through a sieve lined with cheesecloth into a bowl. Place tequila and basil in a pitcher. Crush with a wooden spoon. Stir in watermelon juice and triple sec. Shake and enjoy with a plate of turkey nachos.
Delicious?
Disgusting. And finally, what could be more refreshing on a hot July 4th afternoon than an apricot vodka martini? For this, you will need 2 ounces of mandarin orange-flavored vodka, 3 ounces apricot nectar.
Everybody's got apricot nectar hanging around the house.
1 tablespoon of simple syrup, ice, and 2 to 3 dried apricots soaked in meth.
Soaked in what?
What did I say?
You said soak it in meth.
Combine vodka, apricot nectar, and simple syrup in a cocktail shaker with ice. Shake and strain into martini glass. Float a dried apricot in the drink and serve with a luscious plate of cold sesame noodles.
Love me some cold sesame noodles.
Those are not a favorite.
Yeah.
It was wonderful speaking with you, dear. And remember, 4th of July celebrations can be a kind of, sort of, good thing. Sort of.
Kind of, sort of. Can't afford the real celebrities. But we make our own, and that's more funner. Hey, when we come back, Larry Carey is going to be with us, and we're going over some July 4th safety tips. Don't know how that's going to turn out. But again, funner. Okay? So don't you go nowhere.
Hi, this is Rusty. When I ain't studying Jolene through monoculars, I'm listening to her on the radio on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Roxbury.
You are on the air.
We're doing a promo for David and Tony Lord's show. A&A Vacuum?
Hello, everybody. So, you see, my house is really messy.
Okay.
You know, ever since I moved, my alpacas inside have had a terrible problem with fur, and for that other problem, I just use a shovel.
You got a question here, Earl?
But I need something with an attachment that really takes care of unwanted fur.
He does have alpacas in his home. I've seen it. Ricard hasn't anything with a blade on it yet. Because
they actually have a product called the Fur Get It Tool. It's the coolest pet hair attachment. And there is nothing like it. Anything you've ever used, it can attach really to any vacuum and make even crummy vacuums look pretty good when you're through. I promise you, there will be no hair.
Well, and sometimes you can't even see the fur. Dog hair can really hide in a couch cushion.
I'm not kidding.
Steamed shrimp from DIP Seafood for dinner. It doesn't get any better than that. Let's see, how many pounds?
Hey, lady, you gotta leave some shrimp for everybody else. We got other customers, you know.
Oh, you again. Well, do you have anything else that would be easy for me to prepare?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen our freezer? We got crawfish pie, boneless chicken breast stuffed with crab meat.
Ooh, andouille sausage, crawfish pie. Ooh, pork or crawfish boudin.
Yeah, and how about some shrimp and crab chowder? All you gotta do is heat it up.
Yummy.
And remember that DIP Seafood has the best boiled crawfish around.
Hands down the best boiled crawfish. I got enough now to host my own seafood festival.
I think you'd need a permit for that. And hey,
what?
Close that freezer door.
Okay.
Were you raised in a barn? I gotta pay for that electricity.
You need to chill. Get it? Freezer? Chill? DIP Seafood 479-0123.
Well, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for making time for us, fitting us into your schedule. No matter where you are, wherever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we're happy to be along for the ride. I know I always say that, but it is the truth. And you know, in years past, one of my favorite, most favoritest Roxbury players has been Larry Carey. Now, he started out, he would include us in his eBay auctions. Well, I should say, he would include us in the drama that surrounded his eBay auctions. He spent a lot of time inside. One of those
one of those guys you say, oh, are you playing video games in your mom's basement still? You know, he wasn't, though. He was selling things on eBay and watching vintage items. That's just what he loved to do. And he was the nephew, or he said he was the nephew, of the famous baseball announcer, the late Harry Carey. I couldn't see this guy doing any sort of announcing for anything. But anyway, let's check in with some vintage Larry Carey pertaining to the 4th of July, I hope.
Hey, Jolene. This is Larry Carey.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
What you got going on?
Oh.
Larry? Larry, you okay? You okay? What's going on?
Sorry, Jolene. I had an action figure in my mouth.
I don't even want to ask.
Well, the seller on eBay said it was in mint condition, so I figured it might help with my bad breath.
Oh.
But all it's done so far is choke me.
That's a shame.
Oh, God, there's cat hair in my eyes.
Larry, do you have anything going on for the 4th of July? Any fireworks you're going to be doing?
Are you...
Larry? Fireworks?
Are you out of your mind, Jolene? That stuff's dangerous. I'll never touch another firework again after what happened last year.
Did you get injured?
No. Huh. I was sexually harassed at the fireworks store.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was buying a bunch of rockets, and the lady said I should stick them in a...
Larry, let's move on, please.
Anyway, since I'm kind of a role model to the kids around here...
Uh-huh.
Do you mind if I talk about 4th of July safety a little bit?
Safety? Not at all. 4th of July safety. Let's go.
Hooray. First of all, if you're swimming, make sure you do it in a supervised area with a lifeguard present and never alone. Also, if you're under the age of 53, wear bubble wrap, 2 life jackets, and don't get in the water. As for fireworks, never give any to small children, and make sure the person lighting them has plenty of eye protection.
Eye protection, okay.
And if there are untrained amateurs using them, then just get the hell out of there, Jolene. Finally, make sure to supervise the barbecue grill while in use, and only use them outside. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions while cooking, Jolene.
I'm going to do all that. You got any folks coming over to the house? Any family, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Me and my siblings, Barry and Mary.
Barry and Mary Carey. Aren't they the ones that blew the boat up last year?
Get ready! I have to go now. Talk to you later, Jolene.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't get anything out of that. Not one thing. You know, 4th of July always makes me think about when my dad used to man the grill. Bless his heart, he really did not do a great job. Really burn up a lot of food. And he would try to cover it up with the barbecue sauce. Thought that would make it a little bit more edible. Didn't work all the time, but we had to eat it anyway. I think a lot of families go through that. There's always somebody who chooses the family cookout as the time to learn how to cook meat on the grill. And what they end up doing to that meat... a low-down, dirty shame.
Shame. Something's burning. The holidays ain't time to be learning. You just can't cook and it's just a shame. All your food causes intestinal pain. Your guests are gonna say, yeah.
At a restaurant is where I wanna be. Wanna be.
Shame. Ooh, your vegetables are mushy and plain. And the way you cook that meat is a shame. You got no one but yourself to blame. You should have called the caterer.
At a restaurant is where I wanna be. Wanna be. Any local restaurant that serves pie.
Cause I love pie.
Shame.
That looks interesting. What's in it? Looks like corduroy.
What you do to that food?
Seriously, yeah.
Ain't no good reason.
It's moving.
I think I'm allergic to that. Honey, you got the keys?
Yeah, we gotta go.
Nasty, nasty, nasty food.
Oh, boy.
You think KFC's open?
Honey.
Yeah?
I actually ate a bite of whatever that was.
Oh, maybe I told you not to eat
anything. I don't know if I'm gonna make it home.
That stuff is toxic over
there. Is there a hospital near here?
Oh.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana Cabana.
You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits.
The Banana Split Show.
Banana Ramacides. You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hannah's Banana Cabana, where the bananas have appeal.
Whoa!
Oh, honey, I'm really excited about our new GPS.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And especially excited you went ahead and set it up for me. You know how I hate all that technical stuff.
That wasn't a big deal, really. Let's turn it on.
Greetings to you both, and thank you for choosing the new Straight Arrow Navigational System.
Oh, God, no.
Why, it's the same company that has worked with NASA for 12 space missions, and it's now available for your luxury automobile.
Jeez.
Oh, Roger, I thought you took care of this last month.
I thought I did.
I'm going to file a restraining order against him.
Okay.
And then divorce you if
what?
You don't do something.
Caroline, give him a chance, really. You know, the acting job's just me hard to come by in this economy, and come on. He's a senior citizen. This is better than working the cart corral like your Uncle Rupert, isn't it?
Oh, come now. Putting in an honest day's work for an honest day's pay can strengthen the character of any man as long
Look,
as...
Freeman, could you just let it go, please?
I guess you're right.
What is our destination today?
Okay, let's see. First, we're going to the suit corral for men. Well, let's get going. Come on.
What's
the problem?
Roger?
Yo, Freeman.
Are you sure you want the young lady driving after she dented the tailgate of the truck last week?
Did you? What?
Oh, he's lying.
Did you get...
Roger, he's lying.
Fine, we'll talk about it later. Just drive, okay?
Let's just skip the suit corral.
They make a mighty cheap suit, I always thought.
Nobody cares what you think!
Now, no need to get your bloomers in a bunch over such trivia.
Trivia?
Just take me to the new Chowder Kettle restaurant at the new food court.
Miss Caroline, you know what your doctor told you about starch.
We're never leaving the driveway, are we?
Now, how do you think the baby is supposed to get all the nutrients it needs with such garbage coursing through your veins?
Baby? Caroline?
Ixnay on the baby, babe.
I had a vasectomy. In fact, I've had two vasectomies because you didn't want to have children. Would you like to tell me when and where this happened?
You remember the name of the town of Mexico, right?
Mexico?
Fine, I'm out of here. He's locked the doors. I can't get out.
I think you both need to stay here and talk about this, don't you?
Caroline, where are you going?
I'm getting as far away from here as I possibly can.
Caroline, come back and tell me about Mexico!
Yes. Zihuatanejo.
Oh, shut up, Morgan. And how do you know what the city was? You couldn't know unless... Unless...
I'm Morgan Freeman.
What would happen if all the acting jobs dried up? Morgan Freeman, well, he's got a few bucks. But, you know, in our brains... What would he be best suited for? Yeah, we did a bunch of those back in the day. He popped up all kinds of places. Calvin Klein, fragrance counter, drive-thru. I need to take this call. Adeline's on the phone. She's out shopping. I might need something. Adeline, hey. What's going on?
I'm laying out in the sun to try to even out my tan.
Laying out in the sun? Why?
My spray tan dripped and got all jacked up.
Oh, okay.
It dripped and my legs looked funny.
Ooh. So it was kind of funny looking.
Yeah, it was. I did a song
okay.
about it. You want to hear
That's
it?
That's what I thought. No.
You want to hear it?
No.
Jim Weaver said he's going to play it anyway.
That's what I thought. That's what I figured.
Quit talking.
Going to a party tonight, and I want to look just right. I got new highlights and a little black dress and a pedicure, but I just hate my skin type. I'm scary looking, too white. Gonna treat myself and go get a healthy spray-on tan. I love the way it looked on me. Real natural, as far as I could see, and it looked real good with my new bamboo pink lip gloss from Clinique. The girl said, don't take a shower and don't get wet for at least 6 hours. No problem, I said, and skipped on happily out that door. Climbed into my hubby's truck and my butt stuck to the seat. I looked down and saw my sandals had rubbed half the color off my feet. I thought if this weren't such a hot day, then I'd be doing okay. But I'm sweating like a hooker in church and my spray tan's coming off.
How much did you spend on that again?
This shit ain't funny.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
Looking like some fifth world country flag from I don't know where. This is embarrassing.
Look like a melting Hershey bar.
Well, shut up, Jeb. I'm trying to look real cool as I'm standing out in the heat. And I can't sit down nowhere because I might leave a butt print on the seat.
Too late.
It's tough to feel real stunning when you're feeling that running. My spray tan's falling off. Looked like somebody'd run a drag race from the sweat rolling on my face.
Got that right.
Maybe I could wash all this off if I jump in that beer trough. I just don't need to be here, but maybe I'll just have one beer. But I'm still pissed that my spray tan's falling off. Look, I know there's bigger problems in the world, but right now my spray tan's falling off. And I am none too happy about that. Hell, what are you looking at? Ain't you ever seen anybody sweat an orange before?
Okay, my apologies for that one as well. Maybe I need to just put my apologies on a loop this episode. Just kind of roll it. Oh, man. I don't know. I think it's a wonderful idea. Hey, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back, and you need to meet us right here, right there. Meet us right back there. Boom. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's time for the birthdays. Belle is going to help me. Really?
We heard you're having a birthday. And so we'll sing happy birthday. Oh, happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
We have a few birthdays happening on this Father's Day weekend.
I love it when your birthday falls on another holiday. It's so much fun.
Happy birthday on Father's Day.
See there.
To Archer Tins.
Happy birthday, Archer.
From all five of your children.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of groceries. I know what teenagers do to a kitchen. You guys need to give that man a day off. At least one.
You guys need to give it a rest. Five is a good stopping number.
I'm looking at our birthday list this week. And Belle, look at this. They're all men.
Mm-hmm. What's your point?
We have all boys for birthdays this weekend.
It's for Father's Day?
Well, because they sent in, you know, they sent it in for Father's Day, I'm sure, as well.
Uh-huh. Of course.
They didn't send these in themselves.
No, the women did.
Or did they?
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Happy birthday, Sean Powell.
I like blowing the horn.
From your wife, Bridget.
She says she loves you very much.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday and happy Father's Day to the greatest dad and husband, Mark Joyner. And this is from your family.
The entire family.
Like everybody. Even the ones you tried to avoid at the barbecue. They sent you a birthday and a Father's Day greeting.
Well, that was so nice of them. How can you ignore them, Mark?
So the next time you see them, be nice, Mark. Just kidding. I have no idea. All right. We got one more. Bill Gaines. Happy birthday. And doesn't say happy Father's Day, but I'm going to say it anyway. Happy Father's Day, Bill.
Well, he might not have children.
Yeah, he might not, but that's okay. He can bask in everyone else's afterglow of the Father's Day celebrations.
That might be fun.
Happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday this
week.
Happy
birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
You know, I love this idea. I just love this. You could use this gift any time of the year, but especially around Father's Day. Dad might need a new gun safe or an alternative.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my God! Somebody's trying to break into our house. Honey.
I done told you. The unemployment office don't open till 8. Now go back to sleep.
You idiot. Open the safe. We have to protect the kids. All of our things, my jewelry. Where's that monkey at? What's the problem?
I'm trying. It's stuck.
Oh, we're all going to
out of time.
I can't get to him.
What would you do in this situation? When your family is threatened, how will you protect them if you can't get to your monkey quickly?
Get out of there, Luther! Get him out!
I'm trying, it just won't open!
Loser!
We need a safe, reliable way to contain our primate.
It's a fact. This year, 1 in 10 homes will be invaded. You know this, but you don't want guns in the house. You've exercised your Second Amendment rights and secured a primate to protect you and your family. But how can you be sure your monkey will be ready when it comes time to defend you? At Primate Vault, our store boasts over 44,000 square feet of an unbeatable selection of safes, cabinets, and vaults for your home or office. Primate Vault offers state-of-the-art protection for your monkey, so you can be ready.
Rhonda, call the police! I'm fixing to go apeshit on this dude!
Primate Vault is proud to represent top manufacturers and offers all standards and sizes. Your primate will love our vast selection and expertise, and you'll love our free shipping. Make sure you, your loved ones, and your valuables are well protected. Invest in your future. Get a Primate Vault in your home today, and check out our new Primate Vault with Identiscan.
What's that?
Gain control of your monkey with only your fingerprint.
Huh?
That's right. With a simple swipe of the hand, your Primate Vault recognizes your DNA.
You mean like if I have a booger on my finger or something, it checks it?
Something like that, yes.
Let me try.
Just don't get too close.
Ow, hit me! And protect all your important papers and valuables from water damage with our newly designed marsupial waterproof safes. Our waterproof safes are smaller, more portable, and have a waterproof seal to keep their contents and your marsupials dry. Choose from many different styles of locks, such as security latches, key locks, combination, and programmable digital locks. Many of our marsupial safes include additional features such as mounting hardware, adjustable shelves, drawers, wheels, live locking door bolts.
Hey, what's a marsupial?
Don't be ignorant, Luther.
Huh?
Marsupials is any viviparous, non-placental mammals such as possums, kangaroos, wombats, and bandicoots.
What's a bandicoot?
A bandicoot? It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi, except they don't go on TV talking a lot of ignorant shit all the time.
I don't know what was so great about the Depression, but that's the name they give it.
Take advantage of this special radio offer and purchase your Primate Vault Factory Direct. Our factory-trained technician will deliver and install to ensure your monkey is comfortable, content, and rested when it comes time to defend your family. No representation is made that the quality of the primate protection services to be performed is greater than the quality of primate services performed by other monkeys.
A monkey is a primate and not a type of ape. An ape is a primate and not a type of monkey. A chimpanzee is a type of ape. So it's a primate, but not a monkey.
When it comes to your family's safety, we don't monkey around.
Thanks, Primate Vault!
I am not cleaning up that monkey poop.
Devil went down to Bama. He was looking for a cooler treat. He was in a bind, his red behind was blistering from the heat. When he came across this young man sweating buckets like it was hot, the devil jumped up on a dead tree stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm from a warmer place. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet right to your face. You look pretty warm now, but listen up, old son. I bet ice cream in a bowl against your soul that it's hotter where I come from.
Johnny, you'd best put on your shoes. You're gonna take a ride. Down below, that's where you'll go, where the devil does reside. And if you find it hotter there, as the bet is told, then you lose and the devil gets your soul.
Going down?
Johnny went down under and said, "You know, it wouldn't hurt if I put on some long pants and buttoned up my shirt. The flaming sulfur's pretty," he said with a smile. "But you fool, it's so cool I may stay for a while." The devil bowed his head because he knew he'd met his fate. And he handed Johnny a golden bowl of chocolate. Johnny said, "Just come on back, cause it's easy to tell. Ask anyone, you son of a gun, Alabama's hotter than hell."
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.